everyone. I'm Karen, and we're so excited to spend time worshiping with you this morning. We're going to have a great service, and I can't wait to get started. Before we get into service, I encourage you to get active in the chat, say hi, or drop an emoji to let everyone know how you're doing this morning. Then take a second to hit the share button and invite some friends to join you this morning. If for some reason you're not seeing the chat, just click the link below to continue watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, and that should get you connected to the community. If this is your first time with us at Trailhead Church, we are so excited that you're spending a part of your weekend with us, and we want to get to know you better. It's super easy to get connected. You can drop a note in the chat to say I'm new, or click the link below to fill out our Connect card. We have some amazing greeters who would love to connect with you and answer any questions that you have. And don't forget that our care and prayer team is ready to pray with you. If you have a need or you're just looking for some support, comment below or send an email. They would love to reach out to you. All right, I think we're ready to jump into the good stuff. Let's get up and let's get ready to worship together.
is a mighty weapon. We're going to sing about the lies of the enemy. Amen. Hey.
My voice is a mighty weapon, and I speak truth. My voice is a mighty weapon, and I speak healing. My voice is a mighty weapon, and I sing Jesus.
Faithfulness to me. the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Seasons change, you remain the same. Sing God for me.
God from age to age, the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Yeah, your history can't prove, there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true.
Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart burn. When you speak a word, it will come. Do you believe, church, what we're singing this morning? My greatest is faithfulness. We can stand on that hope, that truth, knowing that whatever his word says will not come back void. And just go back to those times where you just seen him come through faith. Just begin to think. There's something about just a thankful heart. I want you to picture something that you're praying for, you're seeking after. Lay it completely at his feet. Your faithfulness. We can stand on your word knowing that you're faithful and true, Father.
Cinema for today's message in just a moment, but I wanted to let you know about some of the important events coming up around Trailhead Church. Hey kids, this one is for you. Next week, Trailhead Kids is taking over our Sunday morning service, and Pastor Christian needs your help. Have your parents take a video of you singing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" and send it to info@trailhead.church. We'll put them all together and share your Christmas joy with the whole church. If you're new to Trailhead and you're wondering what's next for you, we want to invite you to our upcoming Pathfinder class. Pathfinder is a 3-week course, and throughout each session, you'll learn about Trailhead, what it means to be a follower of Christ, and how to grow and invest the gifts that He placed inside of you. Starting tomorrow evening, we'll be offering Pathfinder on Zoom so you can join us from anywhere. If you're ready to take your next step in your walk with God and your church, tap on Pathfinder in the Trailhead app, or head to trailhead.info to find out more. We're excited to celebrate Christmas this year with an outdoor candlelight service at our new church home. This holiday season may look different in a lot of ways, which is why we want to take time to remember the unchanging hope of Jesus coming to earth. Join us on Sunday, December 20th at 5 p.m. for a beautiful service to set the tone for your holiday. All right, now let's get back to the cinema for today's message.
I'm supposed to wait a couple minutes. Seconds. I get a thumbs up. I'm good. Thumbs up. All right. Hey, good morning, Trailhead Church. It is currently 9:28. I have a lot of information to go through with all of you and a full message. So I'm going to bust through this as fast as possible. The good thing is this is being recorded. So being that it's recorded, you can go back and rewatch this if you have any questions. So we had been talking to you guys for weeks now to give you an update of the Journey Home Project. And for you that are visiting today or are new, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But 2 years ago, we began a pledge for our church, for God's kingdom to be stretched to the furthest corners of Alamance County and beyond in North Carolina. And how can we do that? Well, we were believing for a future home, and we have established that future home. And through the Journey Home Project, we asked our church to join together and give above and beyond to help see this vision come to pass. We believe that as a church, Trailhead Church, we're here to help people find a better way. We want people to find God's way for them in their lives. And so for all of us that joined together and pledged this 2 years ago, which blows your mind. And for some of you think 2 years ago, that was nuts. 2 years ago, we made this pledge. And so we wrapped it up as far as the 2 year, but we want to celebrate and give you guys the numbers and let you know what's happening. And then also, to kind of give you just I got a lot of information. I got a lot of things running through my head right now. I got to tell you guys, but we want to give you guys everything you need to know about it and update and all that good stuff. So that's what I'm going to get ready to do. Right before I give you these numbers, I want to go ahead and tell you it's offering time. So let's get our offering prepared and ready. There's multiple ways to give. You can give through your cell phone or a smart device of some sort. You can text to give by following the number behind me. Or you can give by going to our app. If you don't have our app already, I'd encourage you to go to the App Store and download it just by obviously searching Trailhead Church. Also, you can go to trailhead.info, and you can select the giving tab and give that way as well. For you that are live and in person, out in the lobby now, there are offering buckets, so on your way out, you can drop off your offering there. You can write your checks to Trailhead Church and so forth. Okay? So that's the way to give. Let me pray over the offering, and then we will go through all these numbers. There's a lot of information here. Let's do this thing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time to give. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to, Lord, give of our tithes, our offerings, Lord, a sacrificial offering, Lord, an offering that is pleasing to you. And so, Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, we thank you that you are meeting every need from the small to the tall within this church. God, I thank you, Lord. Many of us in this room, Lord, we are reaching out to you, Lord, for restoration within our finances. And Lord, I thank you for this. God, I thank you that you are our provider. God, I thank you, Lord, we are not fearful in our giving. And Lord, we are not overwhelmed in our finances, Lord, but we know that you have a hold on all of it. Lord, you've got you're taking care of us. We are in your hands. And so, Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, we thank you for this message that's about to be presented and all these numbers and the celebration of what you have been doing within this church. And God, I thank you, Lord, for all of this. Lord, you are so wonderful. And Lord, I praise you that, Lord, we will be able to continue to reach out further than we've ever imagined and continue to dream dreams that are just exponential. So, Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, we honor you in all that we do. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, let me pull out my notes that have been given to me because I don't write this well. So we started this on October the 28th of 2018. The project length was a total of 2 years,
And in those 2 years, we saw 137 people and families pledge towards this project. Now, what's been great is we actually had 186 total families or people donate towards this, and this includes who gave but maybe didn't pledge, okay, in that number. But the total dollar amount that we pledged was $527,398.02. No, I'm kidding. I threw in the 2 cents. But we pledged that, and so in 2 years we've seen $357,912 come in, and that is wonderful. We are so excited. That's been. You will be able to see over in our warehouse when you get over into this church. We haven't called it church yet. Not even though Mark Schmidt has done a great job as far as branding the side of our building with the giant mural. It's but it's still not church until you guys show up, and I'll tell you when that's going to happen here in just a few minutes. So, this dollar figure that's come in. You guys, you'll see it when you walk in the building. You'll see everything to the awning out front. Things cost a lot of money, unfortunately, and so everything. The awning took $357,000. So that's not what I'm saying, but trust me, you'll see it when you walk in there. In this, you'll see that there is a difference between 527 and 357, and that's where some of us are still giving towards this pledge. Some of you in this room, you may say, well, I didn't get to give at all. I'd love to give into this, and you still can. We would love for you to participate through this process of our journey home and getting there. There are so many different things that we're doing. And I know some of you may be sitting here and you're asking the question, where am I at with the status of my giving? Well, you will be getting a letter here very soon, and it's a statement that will give you that breakdown of where you are and through this process of the journey home. Now, as I just mentioned earlier, we will be celebrating the Journey Home project in the month of something very soon at our home, because we want to do it right. You know, we don't want to just be like, oh, we did it, and then that's it. And especially during this time of COVID, it's been a little bit more difficult, obviously, to use the words, we're going to celebrate with a group of people. That doesn't really flow very well either. So just pay attention that when those dates are coming, we want to celebrate this for sure. Now, we are really excited because you guys, there is a wish list here. Dave, I'm not seeing it in my notes for some reason, but so here it is. I found it. Remember, for those that are looking, you guys may think I'm a little scatterbrained. Let me tell you why. I have something in my right eye, and I can't get it out, and it's been in there for like a week now. And so it's making my right nostril snotty and my right eye hurting really bad. So that's where my brain is right now, to not blink a lot and not rub my right eye. So just know that's where my brain is. Some of you who are new, you're like, this guy's really scatterbrained. It's because of my right eye. Have you ever had a right eye thing? It hurts really bad. And so I just feel like there's a tear just right there on the cusp of falling out. So FYI, that's where my brain's at. A lot of numbers here. Here we go. Back to this. For those that are looking for a different and unique way to give, we have created a warehouse wish list, and it's available in our app. When you open up the app, you'll see this little icon. You can select that. You can go to trailhead.info, and it's there as well. There are donations that you can make towards different departments, and in that, you will see that it's fully tax deductible and all that good stuff. If you have any questions, you can obviously talk to Pastor Dave at the end of service. He's that tall, good-looking, skinny guy, blonde-headed. He'll be out there in the foyer if you want to ask questions and any type of specific questions. But on that wish list, you'll see that Miss Christian went to town. Miss Christian has a huge wish list, which is, I say huge, I'm exaggerating, but it's a good wish list. It's all the different extra special items that wasn't in our budget to be able to purchase, but we wanted to throw it out there for some of you in this room who are like, I'd like to buy that. That's $50, or that's $100, or there's a few items that are a little more costly. But I would encourage you, check it out. If you'd like to be a participant of that, to end up this year and be able to see our future home just fully funded and obviously just super cool when you walk into these rooms. I want our kids to have it all, you know? That's for sure. I want all the generations. And then you'll see that our media department, they've put out a wish list as well. And so that's what I encourage you. Check it out. Skim through it. And if God leads you to want to participate in that, I would encourage it, okay? Now here's really... I know you guys are super curious and you love those numbers that were up on the screen and stuff. And I love those numbers. I'm so proud of our church. And I'm so thankful for all of your sacrifice. Some of you guys, you sacrifice. It was a widow's mite at times. I know. Those moments where you're like, let me give a little extra. Or let me give towards this. And I promise you that when you walk into our future home, you're going to see it. Someone must have just prayed because my right eye feels really good right now. Praise you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for our church. I'm so thankful for you guys and your sacrifice, and not only sacrifice of financially, but man, some of your guys' time. I got to tell you, the Mike Rogers and the Austin Companions and the Tim Browns of this world, the Robs and the Mark Schmitz, the Rob Nicks. I can go through a list of individuals. You guys have been tremendous. And I'm so thankful for your hearts and your sacrifice to see our church have a place called home. And when you walk in, I think I might have told you guys this a few weeks ago. We had some friends of ours that are missionaries out of Germany, and they've been pastors for 25, 30 plus years now. And they walked in, and the wife looked at Anna and I. She got into our lobby, and she goes, "Coolest church I've ever been to in my entire life." And then from that moment, it wasn't just the coolest church because it looks cool, but it was immediately, lives are going to be changed here. People are going to come here and their lives are going to be forever changed because of the power of God. And that was one of those cool moments where she started prophesying over what we were going to do and the people and the families. And it was so cool. So here's really all you guys care about. So let me go into this. So we've had a hiccup in the inspection process because I told you guys about how a few weeks ago we were going to have our certificate of occupancy inspection. Well, we had to wait for these fire inspections to take place where they took place. So this Tuesday, for 100% fact, we're getting our certificate of occupancy process, the whole start of it. Now, will we fail that? Yes. Everyone always says you're going to fail the first inspection because they're going to tell you to fix a few things. So then we have to fix a few things, and then you get your certificate. So don't be like, we're going to be straight A's this Tuesday. It's not going to happen. But I'm excited the process has begun. So here's what's happening. We are going to only have, after this Sunday, two more services in the theater. Okay? Because the team has gotten together and we started talking about this process. So on December the 20th, this is our very last Sunday in the theater. Okay? Then that evening, we have a candlelight communion service on the parking lot of our future home on December 20th, okay? So keep that in mind. And then you're going to see that Anna and I are going to do multiple messages via the videos, which we've done that obviously this whole year. Not the whole year, but you know, over a course of a few months there, we did that. And so we're going to do that for a few weeks. So then I'm supposed to tell you that... So on January the 3rd is a Sunday morning, and we're going to have a cleaning. If the certificate of occupancy and everything goes well, okay, on January 3rd, that Sunday morning, we're going to have a cleaning and pray over this house day at the new church. There is no kids allowed in the church that day. So you will have to find babysitters that day, okay, for that morning, or one spouse stays home, or however that works. But I'm so sorry, children. Don't worry. You will get in there. But this is a cleaning and prayer service over the house, And this is where I want everyone there who can be there, and we're going to clean and pray, and it's going to be an awesome day for sure. So that's January 3rd. And then regular volunteers will be hearing from their leaders about schedules and volunteer training events. That's going to happen here soon. You're going to hear that. Because after January 3rd, we're going to have a few services in the new building with only our volunteers to help them get through the process of how we're going to do things, walk people through, and especially with COVID and everything that's taking place, we want to do it right. We don't want to just open the doors and a lot of people come, because we actually anticipate that. Even though we don't see a lot of people here on a Sunday morning right now at the theater, I can see that with the warehouse, more people are going to be a little bit more curious to venture out of their house to want to come see what's happening. So we want to make sure our volunteers are ready. So I'm supposed to tell you, we are planning for an official soft opening at the end of January. Okay, so the end of January is our official soft opening. So those few Sundays that we're going to have in January, the volunteer, we call them volunteer Sundays. Those are the ones who, if you're a regular volunteer, you'll be invited to. And then I will be preaching from the stage of our new home. And then for those that are at home, some of you in this room that will be home, I'll be preaching from that stage. And then at the end of January, we plan to have a soft opening, okay? So that's the plan. Any questions? No, I'm kidding. But I feel like I have to ask that. So that's the official, and we'll send out an email, and obviously we'll be sending out, I'm tying us to this. We'll send out a letter as well to the church family explaining what we're doing and the official soft opening date. So you guys will all get that as well. Okay, so there you go. I think I nailed it all. Dave, give me a yeehaw if I'm okay. Okay, that's, I said yeehaw, not a woo. I want a yeehaw, Dave. Dave doesn't ever do what I tell him to do. I have a thing that when I'm out in the stores and we separate in rows, I give a caca, and I want him to caca me back, and he doesn't do it. He says it's embarrassing. Caca! Hey! Finally. All right. Actually, I don't even know if that was him. It was probably his wife, Morgan. She likes me better. All right. I want to get into the message, but before I do, I have to share some sad news. This is hard for me. Yesterday, we lost one of our wonderful church family members, Tracy Salisbury. She had passed away with her fight of cancer, and she passed away yesterday morning. Some of you may have seen that on social media, some of you aren't on social media. But so we wanted to let you know. I don't know anything about the funeral arrangements, especially during this time of COVID-19, but I just want to let you guys know, as a church family, we are lifting up her family. And she had two children, two boys, one of which was involved in our youth group. Just awesome. And so I just want you guys to know, she loved this church. Man, she loved you guys so much. A few weeks ago, actually, she came and visited over at the warehouse and wanted to see it. And then she had a vision for our bottom area that aligned with our vision of what we want to do. And she was so wanting to see this through. She wanted to see a medical area within our church that would to benefit our community. And, you know, we want to see that come to pass as well. And it will happen for sure. But she was always selfless. Yes. She was so selfless, and just, man, she loved you guys so much. So just pray for her family and pray for her boys, okay, during this time. But, man, she was awesome. Good old Tracy. She's so cool. So cool. So let's get into this message that I have literally 10 minutes to preach, and I've got a ton of pages. Isaiah. Guys, I told you guys we're going to study Isaiah. We're not going to study Isaiah. we're going to look at a verse in Isaiah. Isaiah is a very complicated book that deserves a lot of fasting and praying. And it is a book that is, if you are looking to study out a tremendous word of God, I would encourage you to do this. There are ample amount of books and study guides available for you just by going to Amazon.com and selecting Isaiah. It is a super cool book. But I want us to look at just one particular scripture. But before I get into that one particular scripture, do you guys, you know, there's the good, bad, and the ugly, right, in life, good, bad, and ugly. And, you know, right around Christmas time, we love to celebrate ugly Christmas sweaters for some reason. And for some reason, we've really exploited this ugly Christmas sweater thing. You can go into shopping departments now, and you can see whole sections of ugly sweaters. And a lot of times, I always go, that's what they put on this sweater? And it's super funny, but I'm always like, wow. But, you know, it's funny how we try to celebrate ugly. And I don't want to celebrate ugly. I love this band back in the day called Family Force 5. They used to always say, ugly people, put your hands down. So then everyone's like, wah! Right? Everyone put your hands up if you're good looking, obviously. And I think everybody needs to do that. Everybody, right now, ugly people, put your hands down. Come on. Wah! Right? Yeah, you guys are lame. You didn't even participate. It was better in my head earlier, but whatever. You know, I will say ugly sweaters can be spectacular, but it's all about how you really decide to live this season out. You know, are you wearing an ugly sweater that's legit ugly, or are you wearing an ugly sweater that's spectacular? You know, it's how you want to perceive this to be. And I think the same thing happens with this season. Do you want this season to be an ugly season, or do you want it to be spectacular? And it's really a matter of how you want to perceive it, how you want to walk in it, how you want to live in it. And this can be a really great season to live in. You know, we've been given good news, not good advice, but good news. And with that good news, we've been given an instruction to behold. And that's a strong instruction to say, hey, you know what? You need to listen. You need to be attentive to the things of God and listen to what he's doing. And we've been told good news, not good advice, but good news. You know, some of us, we can't hear the good news because we're living in the past. You know, we have so many different regrets or thoughts of what we should have, could have done. And you're living in dread. You're living in an ugly season. But we are told not to live that way. We're told to live in the present moment. Do you know that what God did in the past is more important than what you did in the past? Do you guys know that? You know, isn't it a wonderful thought to think that he died for you years ago before you were ever born, that he was thinking about you years before you were ever even thought of. And so in that moment, right now that you live in, you need to be excited about what God's doing. You need to be in the anticipation and the excitement to know that God is for you. He is with you. You know, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are all justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ." Isn't this great? Do you guys know that, again, his past is more important than your past? Whatever you've done, no matter where you're sitting in this moment of saying, oh my goodness, you know, God's a restorer, God's a healer, God can revive the things that are dead. You know, those moments in your life that you think, there's just no way, let me tell you, that's just the enemy speaking louder. And then you're letting him speak louder than the things of God in your life, and you need to shut him up right now. You need to live a life that's victorious, because God tells us this. God tells us that he is for us. Who could be against us? God tells us that he has sent his son, his only son, to die on the cross for who? You. For me. For us. And we need to wake up to this. We need to wake up to realize, hey, you know what? We need to rejoice. We need to live in a world where he is Lord over all. And we can. And it's true. No matter how your feelings are, it doesn't take over the truth of what's happening, and that's that God is moving. And if you allow him to move, you can have that life in this season right now. That's spectacular. But you got to choose to do this. You got to choose to read his word and live by it and stand for it. So many people, we get distracted and we get hurt. We get into pain and we get into sorrow. Some of you guys are living in that dread of tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. You live in seasons. You know the highs and the lows. But you know what? No matter what, my God is steadfast. He is ever present. He is omnipotent. He is everywhere. He is beautiful. He loves you. You know, in the book of Isaiah, here we go. Let's get into this. He gives us prophecies for the Christmas season. You know, prophecies that are deep for sure, but these are passages you find in Isaiah 7:14 and Isaiah 9:6. And, you know, these stand out for obvious reasons. We see them quoted in the New Testament, and obviously we hear them in songs. But, you know, Isaiah, he's separating the book into three sections, and each section develops around one particular person whom God promises to send. You know, in the first 39 chapters, you see God promises that the Davidic ruler will emerge. And in the next 16 chapters, he promises a servant. And in the final 11 chapters, he promises a messenger. But this morning, I want us to focus on chapter 7, verse 14 in context. Now, this got me excited because some of you guys know I love the book of Kings. I've developed a weird, connection to 1st and 2nd Kings. These two books are super cool to me. I love the historical factors of them. I love the breakdown of the character development and who people are and what they're doing and how they played an important role into the bringing into Jesus, into the ruler and who Jesus is for us today, ruler over all. So it's really cool to see 1st and 2nd Kings. But in 1st and 2nd Kings, this one king comes out, actually in 2 Kings chapter 16, Ahaz. Now, Ahaz was not a good king. His father was a good king, and his son was a good king. But Ahaz was not a good king. He was someone who allowed a lot of bad conduct into the kingdom, a bad sacrificial ways to sacrifice. He didn't sacrifice to God. He was always trying to impress other kings. He was a bad guy all the way around. But in Isaiah chapter 7, you'll see that Isaiah brings a prophecy to Ahaz. Now, in this, some of us, we take chapter 7 and say, that's ours. Today, that's ours. You know, he says, Emmanuel, you know, that God is with us. He gives this great, beautiful prophecy. Here it is. I want to read it. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a son. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Guys, isn't that great? This is a prophecy to come. But let's take it out of the context of right now, because we want to hold on to that. That's ours. That's our prophecy. Man, it came true. I mean, this was hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus ever arrived on the scene that this prophecy took place. And so, these same prophecies are found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You'll see, I remember getting to see the Dead Sea Scrolls one time under lock and key and underneath a glass and in the right humidity. But I remember seeing, I couldn't read it. I have no idea what it said, but obviously beside it had the translation and you'll see how beautiful it was that these were old and they were legit. And so here we see a prophecy of Jesus Christ, that he would be born of a virgin, and then he would be called Emmanuel, and it says God is with us. So we hold on to that today. But let's put it in context of Isaiah chapter 7 to Ahaz. Here Ahaz is sitting around a little nervous. He's concerned about the armies that are surrounding him, and then he's told of this particular prophecy to come. Now, how do you think he received it? How would he receive Emmanuel? Not the same way we receive it, that's for sure. So it had a different type of meaning in that moment. And that's what I want to bring to you today. You have a choice. You have a choice to live looking at things through the eyes of God or looking through the things of this world? Are they ugly or are they spectacular? Man, God is in it. You know, Ahaz definitely didn't think about this. It was a word of warning to him. And it was a word of warning because it parallels this threat that you see that takes place earlier in Isaiah 7:9. Now, this is not a threat in the meaning like, I'll cut you. No, it was a threat of like, hey, you better get your act together. And I'm going to read it out of the KJV and the NIV. In the KJV, it says, if ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. Now, to a king, I read the KJV version because the word established. A king wants to be established, wants to be known for years to come, right? And so he's thinking in his head, I'm not going to be established. I'm not going to be known, right? I'm not going to have this understanding that I was what my father was a good king, or my son-to-be, which was a good king as well. But here, Ahaz, unfortunately, he's sitting here and he's hearing this and he's thinking, you know, this isn't good. So the NIV, for us, this makes a little bit more sense for us, the commoners, unless you're a king, and I don't know it, but for us in this room, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. You guys, I remember this. I remember something very similar to this in Exodus chapter 33 with Moses, right? What did Moses say? If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. You know, Moses was wise. He was smart. Oh, God, if you're not going, we're not going. I'm not doing this without you. It's pointless. See, here's the problem with Ahaz. Ahaz was taking it on himself of like, I can do things. I'll do what I want, when I want, how I want. And unfortunately, he wasn't living by faith. He wasn't living with God as the center focus of his life. And unfortunately, he was on unsolid grounds. No one could follow someone like that. It would be very difficult. And so that's why Isaiah gives him that word of warning in verse 9. If your presence does not go with us, I mean, that's what he's telling him. Hey, wake up. You're doing things without God. You're going to move and try to do things with this kingdom? That's some scary stuff. So, you know, I think it's a wake-up moment for many of us in this room that we have to decide right now. Are we going to establish ourselves on the things of God? Are we going to move this coming season? You know, are we going to be ready for the things of God? You know, this time last year, we didn't see what 2020 was about to bring, did we? I mean, we were just having all kinds of, let's be real. Hold on, my brain went everywhere right there, and you guys all saw that. That was a little ADD moment. Look around me right now. It's December the 6th. If you've been coming to this church for however many years, you would see that there would be Christmas decorations all over the stage. It's December the 6th. Look, nothing. Boo. Right? We're just looking at no. Now, there's a reason. I'm not putting my effort into Christmas stuff on the stage when I've got a future home that I'm building over there, okay? So I'm not wasting time on fake presents and Christmas trees. But let's be real. You guys also know me that I'm going to try to bust out something, but I was kind of like, nah, I'm not going to worry about it. You know. But look at this day. We're like, yes, but it's December the 6th, right? Come on, give me some twinkling light or something, right? Nothing at all. Why? It was 2020. We got to wake up. You know, we don't know what 2021 is going to bring. Some of you are like, please don't prophesy right now. Please don't. But you know what I believe 2020 was? 2020 was a year of sifting. 2020 was a year where we were pressed beyond measure. But at the same time, this is where we have to rise up to say, you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring. I have no idea. But I know this. My God is still God. Jesus is still Lord over all. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And behold, I bring you good news. And we are to rejoice and know that he's got it all together. And so we have a choice to make. Are we going to receive the message the way Ahaz did? Or are we going to receive the message that we do today? We have a way to receive this. Is it going to be spectacular or is it going to be ugly? Ahaz, unfortunately, it was ugly. He didn't receive that very well, Emmanuel. He didn't receive it. His faith didn't stand firm and it didn't establish him. Guys, I would tell you right now, you are a son and the daughter of the Lord Most High. You have been established. And you being established, you can live upright. You can live with faith and patience. You know that mercy endureth forever, that you have a king that reigns over you, that reigns over your house, your family. My daughter came into my living room last night. She's so full of energy. I didn't give her back the energy she wanted, and I apologize, Carly. Today we will wrestle. My eyes healed right now. I don't have any eye problems. So last night I was like this, and she was like all over me, and I was like, baby, I just can't do it. But that's besides the point. Here's what she wanted. She came in last night. She sat down beside me, and she goes, Daddy, why aren't you and Mom a king and a queen so I could be a princess? That's what she asked me. And I said, baby, you are a princess. But it was funny. She goes, why aren't you a king and a queen? You know what? I am. You know why? Because I'm a son and daughter of the Lord Most High. And it's time for us to act like it. It's time. And I'm not saying act like it in a facade. I mean to act like it, to be that, to stand upright and to say, you know what? I've been justified. I've been set free. I am not bound to this world. I'm not bound to the labels that this world wants to give me. 2021 doesn't scare me. I am not going to be affected by it. I'm going to live through it. I'm going to be what God's called me to be. I'm able to do it. And you know, it doesn't matter the highs and the lows. It doesn't matter. You know, there's peaks, there's valleys. It happens. We've been told all of this, but God says, behold, He still sits on the throne. He's got it. He's got the keys to the kingdom. And He's turned them over for us to be able to walk into that kingdom someday and to walk in and say, oh, I'm home, right? This is glorious. So I would encourage you, don't put on the ugly sweater with the expectation that it's ugly. Make it spectacular. All right, we're walking into 21 with spectacular anticipation. It's going to be good because of what Jesus did. His past is way better than what your past ever was. And what He did has changed your future if you let Him. Let Him do it. Let Him come in. And I encourage you guys to rejoice. You know, I'm going to end with 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. I'm going to read it in the Message. I love how it was written in the Message. This is so cool. What a God we have. Exclamation point. I said it with a whisper. What a God we had, right? Or have, sorry. And how fortunate we are to have Him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all, life healed and whole. And I love how it says in the NIV version of verse 6, it says, in all of this, you greatly rejoice. You greatly rejoice because you know the truth. You know what God says, that you know that verses 3 through 5 are real and legit. That you know what? God is for us. He has gone before us. He is everywhere around us. He is with you. And that's what the greatest part about the word Emmanuel, God is with us. How are you going to take it this year? Is God with you? Is God with us? Is God with you in a scary way? The Ahaz way? Or is God with you in the knowing that Jesus is Lord over your life? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this time together. God, we thank You, Lord, that we are not a victim of this world, but Lord, that we are an overcomer. Lord, that we have been set on a foundation And Lord, we're on a path and on a direction, Lord, that you are glorified. Lord, that you are going to go before us. Lord, that you're going to show us what we need to do, say. Lord, the doors that need to be open and the doors that need to be closed. God, I thank you, Lord, for the season to come. Lord, that we rejoice in it. Lord, we know that you are Lord over our lives. So, Lord, we have nothing to be fearful of. So, Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We rejoice. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, for all of you at home, don't tune out just yet. Miss Christian needs to come down. Miss Christian's got, there she is. She's quick. I thought you were still up there. She's gonna talk to you guys for 1 second, all of you at home. And also for all of you that are in here, stick around. We're going to worship another song before we dismiss today, okay? So Miss Christian, come on up.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. No, I'm not about to preach a kid's message, but I'm excited to be here this morning because I have something very special to tell you guys. Next week, if you didn't know, Trailhead Kids is taking over church, okay? Are y'all excited, kids? Woo! Yes. So our service next week is going to be a kid's service. Now, adults, don't check out because it's going to be fun and you want to be a part of it. Like, there's a lot of special surprises that are going to happen and it's just fun and you can be fun and silly and just enjoy and we're going to learn something. All right. We're talking about Jesus. It's Christmas time. So there is something for everyone. And next week is the week. You don't want to miss it. So if you are going to be here, that's great. If you're going to be at home, that's great too, because I have a special bag for everyone. So what I would need you to do is next Wednesday and Thursday to come by the warehouse, pick up the bag for service, and then you'll be ready for next Sunday service. If you're going to come here at 9 o'clock, we'll have it here for you. Okay. Now, one more thing that I need for you is I need some more of you guys to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I know some of you guys haven't sent in your videos yet and you've been meaning to. I need those videos in by Tuesday so we can have them for next week Sunday, okay? Can I hear an okay? All right, good. Now, that's the last thing. We have some special surprises next week. You don't want to miss out, so you want to watch it. You want to be here, and I'm super excited. I can't tell you anymore because I'll spill all the beans, and I don't want to spill the beans. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. We're going to have a great service next week. Today was great, and I just want you guys to enjoy the message. If you're watching online, watch the message today because it's going to tie in for what's in next week. It's super fun, and next week's going to be awesome. I can't wait. All right, love you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope that you were able to take away some important truths that you can dig into this week. If you want to make a change in your life by choosing to follow Jesus, we want to pray with you. In fact, if there's anything you need, just comment below or shoot us an email, and one of our care and prayer volunteers will be in touch with you as soon as possible. If you've got kids with you today, or you just enjoy a learning while you laugh, make sure you stay tuned for this week's Trailhead Kids lesson with Miss Christian coming up next. Don't forget to share this online service with your friends and make sure you click the follow button on Facebook and Instagram to stay connected with your church family throughout the week. We love you all. Now here's Miss Christian.
Good morning, Trailhead Kids. I'm so excited to be here today. You know why? Because it's Sunday. And Sunday's the day that we get to spend time together and learn something new in God's Word. Now, this is the very first Sunday in December. I love December because December has a very special holiday. Do you know what that is? Which is it? It's Christmas! I know! I love Christmas. I love celebrating the birth of Jesus because he changed everything. And he was God's special gift just for us because God loved us so much. He gave us Jesus. So I love Christmas time. I love spending time with our families, celebrating, and I love that my birthday is in December too. December is awesome. So I'm so excited that December is finally here and we are going to celebrate all about Jesus, okay? Now, our brand new series is called The Main Event. And that's just perfect because Jesus is the main event. It's all about Jesus. He loves us so much and he's with us. And in December, we celebrate him being born and then all of the amazing things that happen after that. Now, I'm ready to get started. Are you ready? Okay. So, we have a new memory verse that we're going to go over. It's in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. It says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Let's do that one more time. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." That's right. Our soul glorifies the Lord, and our spirit rejoices in God. Everything about us celebrates God and who he is and who Jesus is. Now, have you ever planned for a trip? Sometimes we go on trips at Christmas time. Sometimes we go at summer vacation. Now, when you plan for a trip, I want you to think about this. I want to know what kind of person you are when it comes to going on a trip. Now, are you excited and ready for the adventure? Is that you? That's me. I like going on trips. They're fun. Are you nervous because you've never been there before? Okay, that might be you. You might be a little nervous. Or are you the person that says, "Why do we have to leave? I just want to stay home." Maybe you like just being home with all of your stuff. I know, sometimes you feel that way. You don't want to go. We're all a little bit different when it comes to going on a trip. Now, God had a plan. And before Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph, they had to go on a trip. But, you know, they had to trust God's plan. They didn't know exactly how things were going to happen, but they had to trust in God's plan. So can you say this with me? We celebrate God's plan. Let's say that one more time. We can celebrate God's plan. One more time. We can celebrate God's plan. Yes, we have to celebrate in God's plan because you know what? God knows so much more than me and you. He knows the whole big picture. Sometimes when you're going on a trip, you know everything that's going to happen. You're like, "Oh, I'm going here and I'm going there and I'm so excited. I know all the details." But other times, you don't know all the details and you just have to follow the plan. Sometimes we don't know the big picture that God has. We don't know all of the details and we just have to trust God and celebrate the plan that he has for us. Now, I want to talk about this part of the Bible story of Jesus's birth. It's in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38, and it's also in Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 24. Now, I'm not going to read all of that. I'm just going to give you the summary of that story, and you guys can read it later. Now, before Mary and Joseph, or Jesus's parents, they were living pretty normal lives. They probably got up and did normal stuff, brushed their teeth, ate meals, hung out and laughed with friends, cleaned the house, went to sleep. They just did the normal everyday things. That is until everything changed and an angel appeared to them and spoke to Mary and told her God's great plan for all people, that Jesus would come to the earth in the form of a little baby. God wanted Jesus to be on the earth and God wanted Mary to be in on this great plan. Of course, Mary was shocked because she had no clue how this was going to happen. She might even been a little bit scared because she didn't know, like, what in the world is going on? So she wasn't married yet and wondered what people would think if she had a baby already. But you know what she did? She chose to follow and celebrate in God's plan. You know, do you usually celebrate when you're going to go to the dentist or to the doctor or to school or clean your room? Now, those aren't usually reasons that we celebrate. And sometimes we might not even think those are good things at first, but we have to go to the dentist and to the doctor because they help us, they take care of us. And we might be a little nervous, but it's good to go because they're looking out for us. We don't know the whole picture and the whole plan until we go. And maybe going to school might not be exciting, but we need to go because we're going to learn something new. And maybe cleaning your room's not exciting and it might be a little annoying, but you know, it's easier to find things when your room is clean. So we have to celebrate in those things. And we have to celebrate in God's plan, even when we don't know all of the parts of the story. So Mary had to celebrate in God's plan, even though she did not know how it was all gonna work out. She trusted God and she celebrated in that. So sometime later, Joseph, who was now engaged to Mary, that means they were gonna get married, was visited by an angel in a dream. While he was sleeping, Joseph was worried about Mary and the baby, but the angel told Joseph that Mary's baby was indeed God's son, so he did not need to be afraid. So think of God's plan like a party. God invites you to follow his plan, and we can choose to join in or not. So they chose that they were gonna go. They were gonna follow God. They wanted to be a part of it. So we need to celebrate in God's plan. Be a part of what God is doing. Ask God what you can do, how you can help share and tell people about Jesus. We have to celebrate God's plan, even though we don't know all of the parts of the story and don't know everything that's gonna happen. You know, it turned out to be really good for Mary and Joseph because they are gonna be the parents of Jesus, who's going to be the savior of the whole world. That's exciting. They didn't know that at the beginning, but they followed God's plan and they celebrated in it, and they were a part of amazing story. Now, I got a question for you. What do you think God's messengers, angels, to Mary and Joseph have in common with a map? You know, the maps that we use, sometimes you put maps on your phone, your parents put it on the GPS to find out where to go, and it gives you directions, and it says, turn left here, turn right there, go straight. You know, it tells you all of the directions, or you look at a map and you draw out where you're gonna go, or maybe you create a special map of your house and you hide some secret treasure, and you make a map and you have to follow it. So what do they have in common? We use maps for directions. Well, those angels, they were giving Mary and Joseph directions of what to do and what to say and where to go. And Mary and Joseph had to trust that they were messengers from God, and they had to trust that they knew the way. And so we trust in those maps. We put in the place and we trust that they're gonna get us where we're supposed to go. We don't question it. Wait a second, it said turn right. I think we're supposed to turn left. No, we trust in the map that it knows which way we're supposed to go. So just like we trust in that map, we need to trust that God knows that he has a plan and he's directing us. And it's going to be amazing, because at the end of the story for Mary and Joseph, it turned out to be an amazing baby that was going to grow up and change the world. And so God's plan for us is good and it's great, and we have to trust in God. Now, I want you guys to read this part of the story. We're gonna talk about more next week in our special Trailhead Kids Christmas service. I can't wait. We're gonna find out more all about Jesus. And I am excited to see more about God's plan that we're celebrating, okay? We're celebrating Jesus this month. It's December, and we're celebrating God's plan. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for giving us a reason to celebrate this month for Jesus, because he came and he changed our lives. Thank you for having him with us, helping us, directing us, and leading us the way that we should go. I thank you for a great Sunday and a great week in Jesus' name. All right, guys, I'm so excited. There's so much more that we're going to have planned. We have a great service plan for next week, and I cannot wait. It's December, guys, and we're going to celebrate. Bye.